So what we discussed on Thursday was the following. The Mishnah had said that there are certain days that fall under the Megillah's Tainis in which we do not have Hespedim. There was a machlokis in the Gemara whether on the days in which we do not have Hespedim, do we not have Hespedim before and after. The Tanakama, whom we're going to learn today, is actually Rabbi Meir. The Tanakama holds that we do not have Hespedim beforehand, the day before, but we can have afterwards. And Rabbi Yossi disagreed, and he was more machmir and said, we're not going to have Hespedim the day before or the day after. The Gemara brought down a kasha and said, I don't understand. Why do we have to have... We know that there are two holidays that this Brisa over here lists where we do not have Hespedim. One of which was from the 1st of Nisan until the 8th of Nisan. And the second of which is from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach. So the Gemara asked, why do we have to have one of the Yomim Tovim on the 1st of Nisan? Why don't we start it on the 2nd of Nisan until the 8th? Because the 1st of Nisan anyway is Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh anyway, you can't have Hespedim. So what are you gaining by having the Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because, according to everybody, Chacham or Rav Yossi, the day before the Yom Tov is also Aser and a Hesped. So by creating a Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan, we are also Asering the 29th of Adar, the previous day, in Hespedim as well. That's what the Gemara answered. And from there we pick up with the Gemara Amar Mar, three lines from the end of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and I will ask you today to keep your kepis on. This is a difficult Gemara. This is a little bit back and forth. Conceptually, it's not very hard. It's just a lot of back and forth. So we'll do our best to explain. But if you can follow the logic, that's really all it is. It's just the logic. It's really not very difficult. Amar Mar, says the Gemara, Mas mitamanya bay ad sof moada itusiv chagadish vuaya. We said that there were two holidays. One was from the 1st until the 8th. The second was from the 8th until after Pesach. Now, the Gemara will later on ask, why do we need two holidays on the 8th? We'll get there. The Gemara will explain that in the bottom of Yud-Ches Amud Aleph. But right now, the Gemara says that we had a holiday from the 8th until after Pesach, in which the Chag of Shavuos was settled. What does it mean? It means that there was a machlokas between the Chachamim and the Baitusim, the Tzidukim of the time, who argued that no matter what, Shavuos is always going to come out on Sunday. And the Chachamim argued, "Usvartim lachem mimachras haShabbos" does not refer to after Shabbos, it refers to after the first day of Yom Tov. They won that debate, and as a result, they created this Yom Tov of a Megillah's Tainis, where you cannot give a Hesped between the 8th and after Pesach.
The Batusim would treif Jews, right? They didn't have a Kabbal Torah Shabbal Peh, right?
Correct.
So what do you mean a celebration? It's like, wait, if a from rabbi argues with a secular
apparently it was. Apparently they were gaining steam.
Oh, so they shot down
the
whole...
So they shot down the whole system, right? It wasn't just about winning an argument. It was about the whole system. And the Batusim were gaining tons of steam. So this was a big deal. This was a very big deal. So anyway, the Gemara says... The holiday of Shavuos was settled where there is no Hesped on the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, says the Gemara, Lamali ad sof moed. Why did they have to create the holiday all the way through Pesach? Lema ad hamoed, just say it was until the 14th of Nisan. Umoed gufei yom tovu va'aser.
Was this like
Pesach anyway?
A 2 week.
Correct. It was a 2 week thing.
It
was a 2 week argument, and because it was a 2 week argument, then that entire time they established those entire 2 weeks as part of the yom tov. And so the Gemara asks, why do you need to have a 2 week yom tov? Why don't you just have a 1 week yom tov from the 1st until the 14th, from the 8th until the 14th or so? And then Pesach itself, which is on the 15th until the 22nd or so, that's going to be a Yom Tov by itself in which there's no Hesped. So why do you have to create the Yom Tov all the way until the 22nd anyway? So says the Gemara, Amar of Papa. Rav Papa says, I'll tell you why. We're going to borrow the same answer that we gave last week on Thursday. We're going to borrow the same Svara. Sorry.
Okay.
The Amar Rav, as Rav said, Lo Nitzrucha Elales or Yom Shalafanav. We had the Svara last time that we created the Yom Tov on the first of Nisan, even though it was technically not necessary because Rosh Chodesh itself is Aser Behesped. But we created it because we wanted the 29th of Adar to be Aser also. We wanted to Aser the day before. So Hachanami, we do the same thing. We create the Yom Tov from the 8th until the 22nd, Lo Nitzrucha Ela Lesor Yom Shula Achrov, so that the day after Pesach would also become Aser. Because, of course, if we only created the Yom Tov from the 8th until the 14th, and we allowed Pesach to take over, in which Pesach itself there is no Hesped, what would that mean for the day after Pesach?
The 7 days of Pesach or the 8 days of Pesach?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Like,
seven days, right. Right, no. So Istruchag is not Aser Behesped.
Are you sure
about that? Yes. Asr Chag is not Asr Behesed.
Because we don't say Tachanim. We don't. We say Shiar Malos if we eat bread. We say we have all those in Yanim on Asr Chag. So I would think that maybe, I don't know.
And isn't...
Tarachin, no.
And with the exception of the Tanis of the firstborn, isn't the entire month of Nisan closed certainly to
not
fasting?
Not to Hesped. No way.
Okay, maybe not to Hesped, but certainly to fasting because we have the entire month.
I don't think that that's true either.
What?
I don't think that after Pesach there's an Isser in fasting.
We don't say Tachanun the whole
so
month.
So what? The Tachanun is a different Zach.
We can't do Keol Mawe. We can't.
David.
Don't think so. Don't think so. I don't know exactly, but I.
Nifter, 22nd of Nisan.
Okay.
Okay. Isra Chag here. It happened to fall on Shabbos. And the Levaya was, I believe, if I recall correctly, the 25th. Okay. 24th.
But it was certainly Nisan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, your question about the whole month of Nisan, you know.
You were allowed to have Hespedim.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, the Gemara wants to answer that the reason why we set up this Yom Tov all the way to go through Pesach, whether it's the 7-day Pesach or the 8-day Pesach, was so that the day afterwards would also become Aser, because of course, if we just relied on the Pesach D'Oraisa, so then those days would be Aser Behesped, but the day afterwards would not. And come on, who does this go like? Rabbi Yossi. This goes like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Now, if you recall from the Mishnah, as we said, there was a debate between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi. We know that the day itself of the Megillas Tainis is going to be Aser Behesped. What about the day before and the day after? So the Tanna Kamma said the day before is Aser, but the day after is Mutter. But Rabbi Yossi said, no, we're going to Aser Behesped even the day after. So this goes like Rabbi Yossi. The reason why we wanted to establish the Yom Tov D'Rabbanan, this Megillas Tainis, to go through Pesach, is so that the day after Pesach would also be Aser Behesped. The Amar, Bein Lefanov, Bein La'achrov Aser, because we know that Rabbi Yossi says whether it's the day before or the day after is also going to be Aser. So therefore, that's why we made the Yom Tov to be through Pesach itself as well. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, Be'esr Metisha Nami, I'll tell you that the 29th of Adar, the fancy schmancy reason, answer that you gave to me last time that we learned on Thursday, that the reason why we determined that the holiday should take place from the 1st to the 8th and not the 2nd to the 8th was because we wanted to include the 29th of Adar. Why did we need to do that at all? As we will see right now, there was a holiday, there was a Megillas Tainis holiday on the 28th of Adar. And if there was a Megillas Tainis holiday on the 28th of Adar, then according to Rabbi Yossi, the day after would be Aser anyway. So why do you have to, again, we're going to go back to our question, why do you have to make a holiday on the 1st to Aser the 29th, when the 29th would be Aser anyway, because the 28th was a Durabon holiday, and that would include the day after. How do we know that the 28th of Adar was in fact a holiday? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. The 29th of Adar also, my area the Havayoma de Mekami Yoma de Tukum Tmida. Why do we have to establish that the 29th of Adar was the day before the Korban Tamid was brought, meaning the holiday of the Korban Tamid was brought on the 1st? Typically, just say the Havale Yoma de Basar Esrim Vitamanya Bay. Say that the 29th, instead of being the day before the 1st of Nisan, is actually the day after the 28th of Adar. Because what happened on the 28th? The Sanya. There was a holiday on the 28th. For those of you who remember this from Rosh Hashanah Yutes, pat yourselves on the back. Because this is a Mefurash Gemara straight out of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yutes Amad Aleph. Okay? So if you remember that, then very good. This is the Gemara. Be'esrim of Tamanya Bay, we get a little story over here. Be'esrim of Tamanya Bay, on the 28th of Adar, Itas Basur to Tafta Lihudai. There was a positive tiding that came to the Jews of the time. Dulo Yidu Min Araisa. They do not have to remove themselves from the Torah. What does it mean they don't have to remove themselves from the Torah? Shapam Achas Nigzra Gzeira Al Yisrael. One time there was a terrible Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. Three things they were not allowed to do. Lo Yasku B'Torah. Vishalo Yimolu. They can't have a Bris Mila. Espenehem, v'shiyichalu shabasos, and they have to be machalo Shabbos. A terrible zach.
This is the Hanukkah story, right?
What?
This is the Hanukkah story?
Interesting. This is not during the times of the Hanukkah. Ta Hanukkah, there were three things that were usher as well.
Rosh Chodesh.
Bris Mila.
And Torah.
But here,
four things.
What?
Those four things.
I thought it was three.
Torah, Bris Mila, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos, right?
No, I think it was only three things,
and Shabbos was one of them. Shabbos was not one of them.
Yeah, what about
Shabbos
on the door?
Was not one of them.
I
there were only three.
I thought on the door that they had to say that there's no Hashem.
I don't know about that.
There's only three things on
it? I don't know about that. I thought there were only three on Hanukkah, but I could be wrong. Yeah. This is not that same one.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's referring to on the Karen. On the Karen Shore, they had it right.
Really? Okay. I didn't know that. At any rate, this was the Gzeira. They had to do three things. Three things they couldn't do. They couldn't learn Torah. They couldn't get a Bris Mila, and they couldn't keep Shabbos. Samai Asa Yehuda ben Shamua. What do Yehuda ben Shamua do? Vechaverav and his comrades. Halchu venatlu etzim imatronisa achas. They went to a female matroness. They went to a female officer, Shakol Gedolei Romi Mitzuyin Etzla, whom all of the great Romans respected. Amra Lahem, she said to them, what do you do about this? Imdu v'hifginu balayla. You should make a hafganah. You should make a demonstration. You should put out garbage cans in the middle of the street and light them on fire and go wailing like crazy and be mavatal everybody's Torah. And this is all hypothetical.
We have a source.
What?
This is the source.
This is the makor for everything that happens.
We're taking a field for it.
Yes. So anyways, halchu v'hivginu balayla. That's what they did. They went and they made a hafganah. Amru, they said, Yisha Mayim, in the names of heaven, they said to the people who were being gozer on them, Lo Achim Anachdu, are we not the same, are we not brothers? Lo Brei Av Echad Anachdu, are we not from the same father? Lo Breim Eim Achas Anachdu, are we from the same mother? Mani Shtaninu Mikol Uma V'lash Sheatim Gozer Elenu Gzeres Ros. Why are we so different from any other nation that you make such terrible Gzeros on us? Ubitlum. And as a result, the enemy actually listened to this. It's a fantastic thing. The enemy actually listened to them. Va'osu hayom, and on that day, because of this, the 28th of Adar, asau yomtif. They made it into a yomtif.
28th
of Adar.
Almost my birthday.
Wow. Okay. Okay. We're going to have to go on. I'd love to explore that, but we're going to have to go on.
Did Megillas Tanis also?
What?
Is that also Megillas Tanis?
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's Megillas Tanis. Okay? But at any rate. In any rate, what we see from here is a fantastic thing. What we see from here is that one of the Yom Tovim in the Megillas Tanis was on the 28th of Adar. So whoa, whoa, whoa. If you're going to tell me that we're going like Rabbi Yossi, that even the day after Yom Tov is Aser Behesped, so then why did you have to give me the whole fancy schmancy svara that we had on Thursday? That the reason why they created the Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan was so that they can also Aser the day before, which is the 29th. They didn't have to do that! They had the 28th! So after the 28th comes... 29th! What? Oh! You just gave it all away. You just gave the whole thing away. Okay? Yeah, the whole thing away. Anyway, so that's the question. Why do you need to come on to the answer that we're going to have the first, the Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan, so that the 29th would also be Usher? The 29th would be Usher anyway, because it comes after 28. So it'd be Usher anyway. So what are you doing a whole fancy pilpul? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Abaye, Abaye gives one terutz, and we're going to have two terutzim over here. Amar Abaye, lo nitzrucha el lechodesh me'uber. What if you have a two-day Yom Tov, two-day Chodesh Adar? Now, this isn't very common, because Adar is typically a Chodesh Chas. But it could happen. It could happen that they created a Chodesh Me'uber, and therefore, if it's an Iber Chodesh, it's a 30-day month, that would mean that the day before the 1st is actually the 30th of Adar. So, if you want to tell me that the reason why we asked the 29th is because it comes after 28, but that wouldn't say anything for the 30th. If we had a Chodesh Me'uber, if we had a 30-day month, then what do we do about the 30th day of Nisan, of Adar? The 30th day of Adar would not be covered. Therefore, we had to create the Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan to Aser the 30th of Adar in a case where you have a Chodesh Me'uber. Fantastic answer. But Rav Ashi says you don't even have to go that far. Rav Ashi says, and Rav Ashi's going to throw a curveball over here, okay? He's going to throw a 2-2 slider, okay? And he says like this, two balls and two strikes slide. It doesn't really matter. Rav Ashi Amar, if you don't get it the first time, it's hard to explain. But anyway, you typically, it doesn't matter.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
If you don't get a Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't get it, then you're in then, exactly. You're in good shape. If you don't get these things, you're in good shape.
Your mind is much purer for
this is the famous Rav Scheinberg story. The famous Rav Scheinberg story with the Yankees.
Yeah, Lefty Scheinberg.
What?
Lefty Scheinberg.
Rav Scheinberg growing up as a big Yankees fan.
Right.
So many years later, when he obviously became from, and he was big London. What? Yeah, but I'm saying when he was Rav Scheinberg, when he became Rav Scheinberg. So the Rosh Hashiva. So anyway, they told him that the Yankees won the World Series, and he made a seuda. He made a seuda's mitzvah for it. So they said, Rebbe, why are you making a seuda's mitzvah for the Yankees winning the World Series? He said, because the Yankees won the World Series, and I didn't care.
That's good.
Woo! That's a good shot. Anyway, Rav Ashi Amar.
Brazil won the game for the
moment. Okay, I'm not following that. That I'm certainly not following. No, LeBron going to the Lakers. LeBron going to the Lakers. I'm following
if
that.
If you're on that level, you could make the Sudas Mitzvah after every World Series, no matter what, whether your team won or whether they lost. You could say they didn't care.
Shot is he was a big Yankees fan growing up. So
right.
Anyway,
so if the Yankees lost, he could still make a suicide and say, "I don't care."
Yeah, but
in
the 50s, they won almost every year.
All right, Rav Ashi. Anywho, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says you don't have to come on that far. You don't even have to say that we're talking about a Chodesh Me'uber, because, like I said, the Chodesh Me'uber is kind of a far out case. It doesn't really happen very often. Rav Ashi is going to throw us over here a curveball, and he says like this: Afilu tema lechodesh chaser. You could even say we're talking about a regular 29-day month. If it's a 29-day month, why do I need to create a Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan to ask the 29th? When the day after the 28th is the 29th. So he says, no, you're misunderstanding Rabbi Yossi. You see, says Rav Ashi, afilu tim l'chodesh chaser, kol shela achrav betainis aser, behesped mutter. He says like this, when Rabbi Yossi said that when you have a Megillas Tainis, a Yom Tov on the 28th, and that means that the 27th is going to be Usher as well, and the 29th is going to be Usher as well, he didn't mean it's going to be Usher Behesped. Just because the day of the Yom Tov itself is Aser Behesped, the day before and after are not Aser Behesped, they're only Aser Betinus. So Rav Ashi says, if I only had the holiday of the 28th, and I didn't have the first of Nisan, then I would say, according to Rabbi Yossi, the 27th, and the 29th would be Usser, but only Usser Betinus. But now that I have a Yom Tov on the 28th, and the day after is the 29th, where it's Usser Betinus, and I have a Yom Tov on the 1st of Nisan, and the day before that is Usser Betinus, so I have day 28, which is a Yom Tov. Day 1 of Nisan, which is a Yom Tov. And then you have a trap day. You have day 29 is a trap day, where the day after 28 is Aser Betinus. The day before the 1st is the 29th, and it's Aser Betinus. Since I have that trap day, I'm going to make it like a Yom Tov. And I'm going to say that it's Aser Betinus also. If I only had the 28th, I would say only the 29th is Aser Betinus. But now that I have the 28th and the 1st, I'm going to say the day after the 28th and the day before the 1st of Nisan is going to be Usser, both Betinus and Behesped. I'm going to make it into like a Yom Tov itself. It's a trap day. So therefore, we're going to call it a Yom Tov itself. That's what Rav Ashi says. Afilu teim lechodesh chaser, kol shel achrav Betinus Usser Behesped mutter. Anything after the 28th would only be Usser Betinus, but not Behesped. Vezeh, and this 29th day, hoel umutul ben shnei. Yamim Tovim, since it sits between two Yamim Tovim, the 29th and the 1st, so it's a trap day. Asahuki Yom Tov Atzmo. They made it like a Yom Tov itself, so that people wouldn't get all confused. Vafilu behesped nami aser. So Rav Ashi comes up with a fabulous chiddush that even that we really needed the Yom Tov on the 1st, and we needed the Yom Tov on the 28th to create the 29th as a day of Aser Behesped, because otherwise, just Rav Yossi alone wouldn't cut it. Because Rav Yossi didn't mean to say that after the day of the holiday is going to be Aser Behesped. That he didn't say. He's just saying it's Aser, which means Aser Betinus. Wow. Blow me away. Anyway, Amar Mar. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar. Yeah? Okay, so we're back here. We're back. Taking stock of everything, we have a holiday from the 1st to the 8th. Then we have a holiday from the 8th till after Pesach. We have the holiday from the 1st because we had to Aser the 29th. We also had a holiday on the 28th of Adar, the previous month, because we wanted to Aser the 29th, and that creates the trap day according to Rav Ashi. Fantastic. Now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha, which I brought down earlier. Amar Mar. Now Amar Mar is typically saying, we're going to go back to what we had learned before. Mitamanya beva ad sof mawada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, itusav chag de shvuaya, the chag of Shavuos was settled, delola mispit, you're not allowed to give any hespedim from the 8th of Nisan until after Pesach. Lamali lamemar mitamanya be. Why do you have to say the 8th of Nisan? We already have a holiday from the 1st to the 8th. It's already covered. The day 8 is already covered. Lema mitusha bay. Just say that the second holiday starts at the 9th. Utamanyu gufei aser da havala yom de tukum beit tamida. The 8th is going to be aser anyway, because the Korban Tamid holiday was from the 1st to the 8th is already covering day 8.
Why not also ask the question that the first holiday for the Korban Tamid only go through Zion, not through Ches? And then let the second holiday start on Ches. Is that going to be asked later?
That question is not going to be asked later. The answer that I would have for you off the cuff is that the holiday of the Korban Tamid came first. So they established it from the 1st to the 8th, and only afterwards did they create the holiday from the 8th to after Pesach, which is why the Gemara is now asking specifically on that point.
How do you know that that one was first?
I don't, only because they're asking on this way and not asking your way.
Okay.
But I have no proof for it. But it's a very good point. It's a very good point. I would say, in fact, logically, I would say your way. So that's what leads me to believe.
I would ask both questions. Logically, I would ask both. I would ask it both ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you want to argue with the Gemara is what you're saying. I'm going to throw out the whole thing, basically. That's what you're trying to say. I'm just trying to get you clear over here.
Okay. Right.
It's a very good question. I think my answer is probably the pshat, but I cannot prove it. But thankfully, you have volunteered to give another report on this holiday, which came first. Which holiday came first? These Megillus Tinus were not established.
Make a good poster.
They were not established at one time. This is over the course of a number of years. So it's highly likely that one came before the other. They didn't come at the same time. And so my answer is probably the right answer, but I cannot prove it. But you will prove it. Be'ezus Hashem, on Thursday, we will get the full report from you, and we will get the 20-page thesis that
you
I've been...
I research this?
Wikipedia.
You got to just do your thing. Wikipedia. Yeah. No, go to the Encyclopedia Talmudit. It will have the question, I'm sure, and it will have the answer, I'm sure. Megillus Tinus, are they up to the Mems yet? I don't know if they're up to the Mems. I don't know. I think they're not. I think they're not up to the Mems yet. So you're off the hook. Anyway, says the Gemara, why do we need the holiday from the 8th until after Pesach when the 1st to the 8th is already covering day 8? Lema mitisha bei, let's say it's the 9th, the Tamanyo Gufeyas or the Havla Yom De Tukabe Demida. It's already covered in the Tamid holiday, the 1st to the 8th. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. What if something would happen? What if Gzeira would be Nigzar? Kaven de ilu mikla milsa ubatline leshiva. Tamanyu gufei aser da havla yomakama di tusav beichagadishu. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you like this. What if a certain Gzeira was Nigzar on, let's say, the 4th of Nisan, and as a result of such a terrible Gzeira, the Chachamim had to institute a tainus? And basically, if they're going to institute a tinus anywhere between the 1st and the 7th of Nisan, they're going to have to cancel the whole holiday. And if they cancel the whole holiday, then we know that the holiday from the 1st to the 8th is gone. So if the holiday from the 1st to the 8th is gone, then we need the second holiday from the 8th until after Pesach to cover those days. And so, if in fact they debated with the Baitusim from the 8th until after Pesach, we should have that holiday start on the 8th, even though it's overlapping with the first holiday, because just in case, if the first holiday had to be Mivutal, if we had to get rid of it, because of a certain gzeira that happened, and we had to be misana, we had to fast on that day because of some terrible gzeira, we just chachamim instituted that we have to dispose of this holiday, at least we have from the 8th until Pesach, that is chai v'kayim. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So we have the 8th, so that in case the 1st to the 8th is cancelled, at least we have from the 8th until after Pesach. So the Gemara says, whoa, okay. Hash the asis lahachi. Now that you got us this far, now that you came to this point, then Esrim v'tisha nami. I'll tell you that the 29th of Adar is also necessary. Kaven de ilu mikla milsa ubatlini le Esrim etmanya. Esrim v'tisha gufei aser da havla yoma mikami yoma tukumet mida. Says like this. Well, if you're going to say that, then I'll tell you that the reason why we needed the holiday on the 1st to Aser the day of 29th of Adar is because the 28th of Adar, if that was cancelled because of some tainus that we had to do, we need to have the 29th of Adar Aser because of the 1st of Nisan. So we had a question before, why do we have to have the 1st of Nisan? If anyway I have the 28th of Adar, that's cancelling the 29th. So the Gemara says, well, according to your svar over here, we could just say simple. If Lu Yisuyer, if it happens that the 28th of Adar has to be cancelled because of some gzeira that happens, and we have to be misana, we have to fast, 29th will still be Aser B'Tainis because the 1st of Nisan is Chai V'Kayim. Wow.
All right, David.
Oh, David, yeah, I'm David. Getting hot right now. You going to stop me?
Yes.
Yes.
And if the gzeira would happen on the 1st of Nisan.
First of Nisan.
You still have the 28th and 29th?
28th and 29th, right.
Okay, even though. It happens on the 1st of Nisan, which might cancel out the 1st through the 8th.
Correct. Right?
So, covering all the bases.
Covering all the bases. Throw the slider with the bases loaded. It's mine. Okay, the Gemara concludes. We're going to get to the fourth line from the end. That's going to be our target because the following Gemara goes on. And so we're going to We're going to cut it a little bit short. We're going to go on to the fourth line from the end.
How could you do that when you're hot?
I know, that's true. That is true, because otherwise this would be a tircha de tzibura, believe me. Anyway, Itmar. The Gemara concludes this little case of all these fancy schmancies. The Gemara says, Itmar. Rab Chiya Barasi Amarav, halachik Rab Yossi. They say the halach is like Rab Yossi, that the day before and the day after are going to be usur. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, halachik Rabbi Meir. The halach is like Rabbi Meir. Now, interestingly, in the Mishnah, we never had Rabbi Meir. It was actually a Tanakama. But since Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, the Gemara over here assumes that it's Rabbi Meir because Stam Mishnah is typically Rabbi Meir, unless told otherwise. So anyway, Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Meir or the Tanakama, who says that no, only the day before is going to be Yasser, but not the day afterwards. But says the Gemara, no, not so fast. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi? Did Shmuel really say that the halacha is like the Tanakama? I will prove to you otherwise. The Hatanya, but we have a braise that says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Umatam and Loimer Bahon, Shtei Pa'amim. If you look back at the original braise of the Tanur Rabbanan, which is on the last skinny line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, it says Tanur Rabbanan, Ilein Yomaya Dulalis Hanan Bahon. The following are the days in which we do not fast in them. Umiktsasan Dulalim Isbod Bahon. It says Bahon twice. Why does it say in them and in them twice? Because it's telling you, Lomer Lecha Shehein Asurim. Those days are Asur! But Lifnei Melacharim Mutarim. But the day before and the day after are not. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. He says, no. When they established the days of Megillas Tainis, the Yamim Tovim Megillas Tainis, those days were Asur, but the days before and the days afterwards were totally Mutter. And the Amr Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Wait a minute. Shmuel goes like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the day before and the day after are mutter. So how can you tell me that Shmuel holds the day before is usher when he holds here like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the day before and after are mutter? Steer in Shmuel. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Meikara. Initially, Savar. Shmuel held. Well, he said, Kaven de lekatana de mekel kirabi meir. Amar halacha kirabi meir. He said, well, we have two opinions in our Mishnah. Nobody is as mekel as Rabbi Meir, so I'll take the most mekel opinion, which is Rabbi Meir, who says the day before is usser, but the day after is not. It's mutter. But then afterwards, Kevin de Shamel Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, since afterwards he heard this great kula of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mekel Tvei, who's even more Mekel and says even the day before is going to be Mutter, Amar, he said, halachik Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. See, Shmuel really held, really Shmuel held, that everything should be Mekel. The day before and the day after, we should be mutter. Why? Because the whole halacha anyway, the whole yomtif is only a yomtif to Rabbanan. So why are we going so crazy about the day before and the day after? So really, Shmuel held that the day before and after should be mutter. But he had no legs to stand on because he had to go like either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi. He was stuck. So he said, okay, if it's between one Mekel opinion and one Machmir opinion, I'll take the more Mekel opinion, Rabbi Meir. But then, to his delight, a week later, he wakes up and he hears Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's din, that the day before and after are mutter, and he says, ah, this is what I'm talking about. The day before and the day after are mutter, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And so he paskins like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the end. And this is where we will stop the Chayin Amar Bal.
So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would not hold that this needs chizuk? That this Yom Tov.
Good question, yes. He would say, very good question. He would say, for some reason, even though it's Durabanan, it doesn't need chizuk over here. Good point. Why does he not say that it needs chizuk? Normally we do say, Dinim Durabanan need a chizuk. Why would he say not? Why? What's the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the others who say that it needs chizuk? Good question. And that is going to be in the Encyclopedia Talmudic.
I'll do the thesis on that, right? So we have two PhD theses coming up.
This is a very good question. I didn't think about that, but that's a very good question. Why is he not worried about chizuk? Excellent. Shkoyach.
You know what happened to Rabbi Stern?